नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत्त्वचायं उदीरयेत् नास्तप्रयेषु अबाद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतं सेवया। भगवती उत्तमाश्लोके भक्त्यप्रवाहति नैष्टिकी। So today we are going to study the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, Narada's instruction on Srimad Bhagavatam. Text number 30. Gyanam kuhyatmam ya gyanam kuhyatamam yatat. One second. Sorry. It's okay. Saksha bhagavato titam amva vocham kamisham ta kripaya dina vatsala jnana kuhyata mam yatat saksha bhagavato titam amvato cham kasyam avankocham amvato cham kamishanta kripaya dina vatsala jnanam kuhyat na ajnanam kuhyat tamam yata saksha bhagavato ditam amvavocham kamishanta kripaya dina vatsala. Saksha bhagavato ditam bhagavato ditam nitya vinavada jnana kuhyatamam yata saksha bhagavato ditam amva vocham kamishanta kripaya dina vatsala jnana kuhyatamam yata saksha bhagavato ditam amva vocham kamishanta kripaya dina vatsala jnana kuhyatamam yata saksha bhagavato ditam amva vocham kamishantam vipayame namatinam. Mataji, jnana kuhyatamaya saksha bhagavato ditam amva vocham kamishanta kripaya dina vatsala jnana kuhyam Saksha Bhagavato Ditam Ambavochat Kamishantam Kripayadina Vatsala Gyanam Knowledge Guhyatamam Most confidential Yat What is Tat That Sakshat Directly Bhagavata Utitam Propounded by the Lord Himself Ambavacham Gave instruction Gami Shantaha While departing from Kripaya By causeless mercy Dinavatsala Those who are very kind to poor and meek. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. As they were leaving, those Bhaktivedantas, who are very kind to poor-hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the personality of Godhead Himself. Please repeat. As they were leaving, those Bhaktivedantas, who are very kind to poor-hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the personality of Godhead Himself. Purport. A pure Vedantist or Bhakti Vedanta instructs followers exactly according to the instructions of the Lord Himself. The personality of Godhead, both in the Bhagavad Gita and in all other scriptures, has definitely instructed man to follow the Lord only. The Lord is the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. The whole manifested creation is existing by His will, and by His will, when the whole show is finished, He will remain in His eternal abode with all His paraphernalia. Before the creation, He was there in the eternal abode, and after the annihilation, He will continue to remain. He is not, therefore, one of the created beings. He is transcendental. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that long, long before the instruction was imparted to Arjuna, the same was instructed to the Sun God. And in course of time, the same instruction being wrongly handled and being broken was again instructed to Arjuna because he was his perfect devotee and friend. Therefore, the instruction of the Lord can be understood by the devotees only and no one else. The impersonalist who has no idea of the transcendental form of the Lord cannot understand this most confidential message of the Lord. The expression most confidential is significant here because knowledge of devotional service is far, far above knowledge of impersonal Brahman. Jnana means ordinary knowledge or any branch of knowledge. This knowledge develops up to the knowledge of impersonal Brahman. Above this, when it is partially mixed with devotion, such knowledge develops to knowledge of Paramatma, or the all-pervading Godhead. This is more confidential. But when such knowledge is turned into pure devotional service, and the confidential part of transcendental knowledge is attained. It is called the most confidential knowledge. This most confidential knowledge was imparted by the Lord to Brahma, Arjuna, Uddhava, etc. Jnanam Guhyatmam Yathat Saksha Bhagavat Toditam Amavocham Gamishanta Kripaya Dina Vatsala. As they were leaving, those Bhaktivedantas, who are very kind to poor-hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the personality of Godhead Himself. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vdore Smadi Tamao Krishna Goswami Dinamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vdore Smadi Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Golavani Prachanine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschadidishatanine. So here is Sri Narada Muni continue speaking to his disciple Sri Vyasadeva. In the purport today, actually there are many important points in Srila Prabhupada's purport. The first point captured in my mind is Srila Prabhupada, he's speaking about Krishna is actually the root cause of everything. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada, he's in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he's saying that the Lord is the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. The whole manifested creation is existing by His will. And by His will, when the whole show is finished, He will remain in His eternal abode with all His paraphernalia. Before the creation, He was there in the eternal abode. And after the annihilation, He will continue to remain. He is not therefore one of the created beings. He is transcendental. So there is a similar verse in the Brahma Samhita describing that actually Krishna is the cause of all causes. Yeah, it is said that the verse is like Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachi Ananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sava Karana Karanam. Govinda, Krishna, is the cause of all causes. He is the primeval cause, and He is the very form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So it's really very clear that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Yeah. And we are living beings, we are created by Him only. And then Srila Prabhupada talks about the most confidential knowledge. Now, in today's verse, there is a word, Guhyatmam. So, Guhyatmam, this word, is very significant in today's verse. Srila Prabhupada explains that the meaning of Guhyatmam means the most confidential. Yeah. One may ask that why I should learn this most confidential knowledge, or what is the benefit I can get from this most confidential knowledge. And Lord Krishna actually answered this question in the Bhagavad Gita, in the chapter 9, text number 1. I just want to share this, Lord Krishna's answer. In the Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text number 1, it is said that Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Idantute Guhyatmanam. The same word Guhyatmanam is used here also. Yeah, the most confidential. Idantute Guhyatmanam. Guhyatmam. Pravakshami Anusuyam. Anusuyave. Jnanam Vijnanam Suhitam. Yagyatva Mokshase Suba. The Supreme Personality of God assert, my dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge. And this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you will be relieved from the misery of material existence. So this most confidential knowledge will actually relieve us, the conditioned soul, from the miseries of the material existence. So we know that this material world is actually called Mrityuloka. Mrityuloka means the world of death. Because whoever comes to this material world, he has to suffer from old age, disease, and death. No matter how rich we are, how famous we are, or how powerful we are, even if we are the great movie star or the president of the United States, still we have to suffer from old age, disease, and death. Like, the Bhagavad Gita also says that Abrahma Bhuvano Loka Puna Avatino Arjuna Mam Upetya Tu Konteya Puna Jama Navidyate. Yeah. From the higher planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. So that means only the by this most confidential knowledge or devoted attachment to the Supreme Personality of God that will save us from the miserable condition of life. So this is the power of this most confidential knowledge. Yeah. And actually, I could feeling like that through the book distribution. The other day I was distributing book at the Union Station. Yeah, I met one nice man. He was with two of his daughters. I was thinking, this man, he might take the book. So I approached them, showed them the Bhagavad Gita, and as soon as I showed them, his older daughter, who is about 8 years old, caught hold of the Gita. Immediately she was crying, "Oh, my mom, I like to read this book." Yeah. And I explained to them that this book is about yoga and meditation, free our mind from thoughts of stress and anxieties. It's actually the most famous book in the world. People just help out with a donation. Can you help out with a donation or not? I was expecting that the father might give some donation and take the book. And to my surprise, the father doesn't want the book because of conditioned nature. So he handed the book back and requested his daughter to hand me the book back too. But the daughter really looked the father, expecting the father to give, you know, the donation and take the book. And then the younger daughter, who is about 4 or 5 years old, hold the spiritual yoga. Doesn't want to give it back to me. And then I told her, you please keep that, and that's a gift for you. And then I just took the Bhagavad Gita and walked away. And after 2-3 minutes, the older daughter, who is about 8 years old, she was running towards me. Hey, sir, here is a donation to you. So she handed me $5 donation. I was really touched, you know, by the young daughter of that man, you know. She was really very spiritually inclined, very special soul. Yeah. And I immediately realized how fortunate is that father because of two nice young kids. Yeah. Those two nice young kids actually saved his life. Otherwise, you know, the man will continue to suffer from repeated birth, death, and, you know, old age like that, you see. Yeah. So, Srila Prabhupada's books is actually really, really very powerful. And by the association of the devotees, and I'm really inspired, you know, to go out every day. You see, in China, we have a saying that 一双筷子很容易折断，但是呢，如果你有一把筷子的话， 你就不那么容易折断了。Yeah, that means you have a you can easily break a pair of chopsticks. But if you have a bunch of chopsticks in your hand, you can't break them easily. Yeah. So many devotees, they were asking me why you are so enthusiastic to go out and distribute Prabhupada's books. You know, actually, the answer is because I'm really inspired by all of your devotees here. Yeah. That's the, you know, association of the power of the association of the devotees. You know, if I'm alone in China, you know, I won't have this kind of, you know, fighting spirit. Yeah. I was telling Bhakta Davis the other day. I told Bhikkhu Paripabu yesterday too. In China, we used to have a saying that the Chinese is that 好汉不提当年勇. Yeah, that means a real hero, he will not contemplate or mentioning his heroic activities in the past. He will just focus on the present. Yeah. 好汉不提当年勇. Yeah. So that's the mood of our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. In order to save the conditioned soul, Srila Prabhupada, he fight, you know, vigorously. Actually, Prabhupada, he used to say, I want to die on the battlefield. Yeah, like that, you know. I'm really, really inspired by Srila Prabhupada and all of you. Yeah. And by doing so, we will slowly realize this most confidential knowledge. You know, our life will become successful, and we will, you know, help, you know, the conditioned soul also. Yeah. Actually, I'm really feeling whenever I come back from book distribution, I'm feeling today I did something meaningful. I did something good for myself and good for the conditioned soul. Yeah. So I will just stop here. Is there any questions and comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for sharing the experience also of book distribution. I wanted to ask you, because I always see you, whether it is cold, whether it is hot or sunny, you are always out there, you know, ready to go for book distribution, which is very inspiring. I just wanted to share with you, you said that you're encouraged because of Srila Prabhupada. Are you encouraged just by Srila Prabhupada and the devotees, or is there some other drive that also makes you so dedicated in going out for book distribution without being pushed, without looking at the weather? That's very inspiring for devotees. So I just wanted to, if you could share with us any other inspirations that make you go out and do these 300 and plus days.
So as I already said, that the inspiration of the devotees is the most essential. And also, there's lots of nectars in the book distribution. Yeah. Although every day you have to face lots of rejections, but Krishna will always reciprocate with us by sending so many nice people. Yeah. By coming to America, I really realized that people here in America, they are very spiritually inclined, especially those young students at different schools. They are very spiritually inclined. Yeah, like the other day, I was distributing a book with Bhakta Davis at the CSUN. Yeah, CSU Northridge. And I met one nice girl. Yeah. I approached her, showing her the book, Bhagavad Gita, and telling her, this book is about yoga and meditation. She immediately caught hold of the book, and telling me, I was just started practicing yoga meditation. Thank you so much for approaching me. You really made my day. She was telling me like that. I was really touched, you know. And I told her, actually, you are a great soul. Because nowadays, people have become really, really very materialistic. People doesn't care about any of the spiritual knowledge at all. And I told her, you are actually a great soul. If there are more people like you, then this world will become a much better world. I was telling her. Yeah. And she was really, really happy. And then she pulled out her wallet, handed me her debit card, and told me, you please take $10 donation. Yeah. Yeah. I realized people, they are just waiting for us. Yeah, many of them, you know, they are just ready. And those moments really satisfy my heart and soul, you know. Yeah. It's really, Lord Krishna is really reciprocate with our sincere endeavor. Yeah. That's why I can carry on this service like this, you see.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Plus, you know, there are lots of other benefits also. Yeah. Because every day you got the opportunity to walk a lot. Naturally, you are very healthy. Yeah. Yeah. And you can have a very good rest at night also. No need to take the sleeping pill. Yeah.
Thank you for that great service.
Any other questions or comments? Okay. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gola Bhaktavinda ki jai. Haribo. Haribo, haribo.
It's okay? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.